Hello one and all, big hello from Dialab again, and welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 3, 18-12-6. We've been talking about cancer in last two episodes. Remember NGAL and CARF? NGAL is lost in cancers and CARF is enriched. Let me bring to you a simple technology this time that is used for cancer research and drug discovery in research labs. Step 1 for drug discovery is to test the effect of drugs on cultured cancer cells. It's fairly standard way to count live and dead cells by colorimetric readouts of a chromogen generated by live cells. What you do is you add the simple dye called MTT in cell culture medium and measure chromogen by spectrophotometer set at a particular wavelength. Several dyes of this kind are regularly used for cytotoxic assays. Very simple, very easy, economic, time-friendly, and suitable for high-throughput screenings of drugs. Wow! Dialab at Tsukuba met shortcomings of this very popular methodology when they were conducting cytotoxic screening using natural compounds that tend to have light to dark color tones. What they came across was that with some colored natural compounds, cells were dying, but readouts of chromogens were increasing. That's very, very weird. With lots of patients, they followed the cell's behavior under microscope and by using different viable cell dyes. The protocol called QCV stands for Qualitative and Quantitative Cell Viability Assay was developed. It takes care of not only the color of test compound, but also the density of cells, their growth characteristics, treatment time, short-term and long-term effects. All of these determine the response of cells to drug. The QCV is simple, smart combination of conventional cell viability protocols. It's both quantitative and qualitative, they show. The detailed method appeared in BMC Research Notes, Volume 11, 2018. Please take a look. Thanks so much for listening and do connect next time. Bye for now. Bye-bye.